Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, this is the IDC Podcast for the week of August 6th through the 10th of 2007. A reminder that next Monday, August 13th, is the Fall 2007 HCC Faculty Best Practices Day, focusing on connections. It will be held in the Community Commons Building, room 140607, from 8:30 to 2, with breakfast and lunch provided. This year's best practices will include information on the HCC portal, making connections between classes, student learning outcomes, and more. Be sure to accept the group-wise email appointment to be sent out by Marcia Hustis if you plan on attending. In this week's tips and tricks section, I thought I would share some ideas from an article I read recently about creating graphics for learning. The article, More Than Just Eye Candy, Graphics for E-Learning, by Ruth Clark, appears in the E-Learning Developers Journal from September 15, 2003. Basically, this article summarizes research into educational psychology with regards to how adding graphics to presentations, handouts, and other materials influence student learning. When comparing text alone to text with relevant graphics used appropriately, an average learning gain of 89% has been shown in studies, according to this article. Simply adding a graphic does not improve learning, though. The type of graphic that is used, for example, pie charts, line graphs, procedural step-by-step graphical representations, needs to match the learning landscape and the instructional goal. The instructional goals could include providing a mnemonic memory device, building a mental model of the content, or to teach so-called soft skills, such as employing judgment about the appropriateness of a response to a situation. The learning landscape are features such as, is this graphic going to be presented over the internet in an online learning situation, or is it in a print-based handout? Additionally, will the student have access to the graphic when tested as a reference? So the features of the graphic, video, illustration, photograph, and the learning landscape, as well as the instructional goals, must match to make an effective graphic for learning. More information on this article can be found at www.clarktraining.com/articles.php. If you need any assistance with putting graphics together for courses, stop into the IDC and we can assist. Thanks for listening to another IDC podcast. Our podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, as well as instructional technology tips and services offered. If you have any comments or questions, you can contact us by phone, email, or in person. Our contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.